Manchester City beat Man United in the first Manchester derby of the year. The Fulham manager is sacked in the first sacking of the year. And Wayne Rooney cries in the first Wayne Rooney tears of the year. You're listening to In Airplane Repair.
Tears of the year.
That's Wayne Rooney tears.
Well, I reckon he's cried.
Men cry all the time now.
He went to the US.
I'm sure he gets homesick.
Did you say men cry all the time now?
Yeah.
It's the new generation.
You cried loads at the end of the
World Cup. Oh, remember those penalties?
That's why we didn't get to the final. You don't see the Croatians crying.
You're listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unprofessional football podcast available anywhere in the solar system. Join me today to discuss, it's been a while since we did a pod, so a good 2 weeks of football. The only one of us who has coached a team, our resident psychology expert, Jasper Kawaja, is here. Hello.
It's good to be here. Hello.
Jasper, weren't you going to contest your title? Just to remind you.
Oh, yeah. What was I going to do, Luke?
The only one who's done it all, I think.
Because me and Luke were thinking I've actually... What was my reference to playing at the highest level? I mean, I have, but...
I didn't think there was... What do you mean? So you've played it, you've
coached
it, and now you're a pundit. So you've had the full,
I'm a pundit now. I've coached, and I did used to play at
Have you been a fan?
I have been a fan.
On the road?
On the road. We were saying Sheffield Wednesday, so not a big team. I've done it all, but can I just put that forward to the point?
No,
all in favour?
Does he have any stats?
Good point.
Yeah, do you have any stats?
I did fill in for Otto.
I'm convinced. I'm happy with this time.
Okay, the only one of us who's done it all, Jasper Kawaja, is here.
It is a pleasure.
Yeah, it is. One of us, Jose Mourinho, after the match, said that... If you bring stats,
this is some weird editing.
If you talk about stats, you don't understand football. Otto underscore Wolf, welcome, a resident statistician.
I realised actually the other week I wasn't just stats man at the beginning. I also was the emotional analysis. Mm. Do you remember that? Yeah. And we've lost that. Yeah. I think I should bring that back.
They sort of contradict each other. Sense and emotional. Well,
you're one who's done
it all about.
I feel like stats make me emotional.
Then Jasper's also a psychologist.
Mm. Yeah, he does. He is. He's got
so
two.
Has he taken over your emotions?
Psychology isn't just emotions.
Okay.
And on the phone from Sheffield, United Kingdom, it's the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level. Luke Stamper is here. Luke, how's it going?
It's alright. Not too bad. Good to be here.
And of course, don't forget you can follow Luke and Jasper at Luke and Jasper on Twitter. And as always, our fan on the road is here.
I'd also like Jasper gets a new title. I think I could get a new title. Since I've joined a five-a-side league. It's like I haven't played football at the highest level, but I'm playing football
at a level.
At a fan on the road.
At a fan level.
Okay. So. And our fan on the road who's also played football at a level
that you would expect of a fan.
Thank you. At the J Doggy Dog is here. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Okay.
How's your return to football?
What?
How's your return to
football? It was great, Jasper. Thanks for asking. We won 22-18.
Wow.
Banged in a couple myself.
I actually got disturbed. Some guy came up to me the other day and said I was very similar to Müller up front. Who's that German guy?
Wow.
Yeah, that was me. It's got a backheel goal. It's pretty impressive.
They're very full of it.
So were you playing football as well?
Oh yeah, big time.
At a fan level or?
No, way below.
Wait, so am I the only one who's not playing football at a level?
Oh, I'm not playing football anymore
He's done it all. Before we talk about another man who's done it all, Wayne Rooney, of course, let's talk about a game of football that occurred. Manchester City against Manchester United. The score was 3-1. Jasper, was it a fair reflection of the game's play?
Yeah, it was. At least 3-1, I'd say, to City would have been fair. City weren't even that good in the first half, but Man United offered nothing. then obviously Man United go behind and you get the mini fight back they always show.
But did it feel like
it was just a goal out of nothing, and then they didn't actually push on at all from there. And City's last goal was amazing.
How many passes?
44.
There were some amazing stats about how many. I mean, Otto, you're the resident statistician, you'll know what this statistic is, but it was something like Fernandinho completed more passes in the build-up of that goal than, you know, Fellaini in the whole game or something.
Even Foden
I think the fact was
did
that
more.
It was more passes in like 2 minutes.
More passes than Sanchez and Lukaku in the that they did, and they came on in around 60th minute, and Phil Foden came on in the 90th minute for 4 minutes. He did more passes than those two. I think Sanchez didn't actually complete a single pass.
He quite often has extremely poor pass completion statistics.
Does that matter if you're a striker?
Well, exactly. This is why stats. I mean,
that's why people who quote stats don't understand football.
No, that's why you need to be really in touch with the emotional stats.
Luke, did Man United miss Paul Pogba in midfield?
I'm going to be honest. I was kind of watching this match, but I was not paying that much attention. I was catching up with some old friends at the time. Out of the corner of my eye, I was seeing it going very badly for Man U, and so I didn't pay much more attention. I'm going to say, yeah, they did. But what they really missed was... The problem is, if Fellaini's on the pitch at the start of the game, he can't be a super sub.
That is a good
point. So you can't have
a fight. I think
Mourinho
actually said that.
There's nowhere to go if Fellaini's already on the pitch.
I think Mourinho did say, actually, I couldn't bring him on.
Yeah. It would have been a different game if I'd been able to bring Fellaini on.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That sounds ridiculous, though, doesn't it? He was on the whole time.
Yeah.
Fellaini was able to bring Fellaini on.
Are there only some players who are good as subs?
Kind of.
Like Giroud?
Couldn't he have just pushed Fellaini further forward?
No, because he's tough.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the, wait, why was Pogba not playing?
Injured.
He was injured.
Mm. Ah, wait, so was Fellaini playing holding?
Yeah.
Like deep midfield?
Yeah, he started deep.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to do. He just, that's not where he plays. Because he can't...
Well,
he
wasn't deep. I think they had three in midfield. I think it was like Herrera, Matic and him.
It's a bit dead, isn't it?
Matic has been a bit shit this season as well.
Yeah.
However, can we just backtrack a few days? Because they did beat Juventus away.
Yeah.
Complete
flip. That game I did watch.
Go on then, Luke.
They should have got dipped, really, shouldn't they? Juventus are pretty good. And, like, the commentators were being, like, quite nice to Man U through the game. They were saying, oh, they've had the ball. But I think that's just must have been because they were so terrible the last time they played Juventus that, like, anything was better than that. Mm. But, yeah, Juventus had, like, most of the chances. Several players should have scored for them. And it was a bit of like a classic Mourinho smash and grab kind of thing.
Yeah,
and I want to say...
He was celebrating on the pitch, wasn't he?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, he was.
He was back to
in that
level.
Moment, I could see why people like Mourinho, you know, where that... When he gets a sneaky dickhead win and he just is a sneaky dickhead, you know, but he's your sneaky dickhead, you know?
Ah.
I felt a little bit of affection for the man.
Is that the first time
they're probably going to go and lose to City, and they did, so... If there's loads of teams who are that good, you can't be a sneaky dickhead.
It's the problem, I think.
Every game.
Yeah. It has been said before, but it's like a different time now, you know? Before it was like you could just maybe draw against one team or lose, but now you have to beat every team.
Do we think Man United should get rid of him?
No.
I
don't have no. I think he's quite a good manager.
He came second last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but like he was 19 or whatever it was, like 19 points behind.
Yeah, but this might be a bullshit fact, but they might have been the highest points for a team in second.
No, it's not, because the highest points was Man U when they.
Yeah, that was a quiz question.
Oh, that was a quiz question. I'm getting confused. I should pay more attention.
Demonstrating your place in the quiz points table, there, Johnny. I say.
Oh, he's already.
You have 1 week not in last week.
We will see in the quiz time this week the relegation battle.
I think Mourinho, I was reading a thing which was saying Mourinho, I mean it was a kind of satire but also had a lot of truth to it, which was saying that Mourinho's greatest achievement as Man United boss is convincing everyone that he shouldn't be doing any better than he is with the squad he has. Because he's somehow created this idea that they've got a really bad squad and everyone's really shit. But it's like they have Fred and Pogba and Matic in midfield.
I don't know about Fred. I think Fred is an extraordinarily average player.
I think you've only ever seen him play for Man United.
But it is a bit weird.
I saw like a highlights video being like, welcome to Man United.
Wait, he's bad in the highlights video.
And like, for a highlight video, it was surprisingly poor, you know? I was like, that's his best stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I did want to see a Sadio Mane highlights video. What you would expect, really.
Well, yeah. If you watch the Olivier Giroud highlights here, he's literally the best striker that's ever lived.
That's a good point, because if you had them on FIFA, they're really, really good.
Well, if you had them with a better manager, they're like, really, really good. This is like a team which could and should be challenging for the title.
Okay, so, I mean, I still think he's a good manager. I can't. You know, Gerrard in The Guardian said, you know,
he's a top manager. Where are they in the league? So. Where are they in the
league? Let's consult the Premier League table.
I think they're seventh, aren't they?
Eighth. They're actually now 12 points off the top. It's quite a lot. They're actually seven points off the top four. Yeah.
It's not good. They're minus goal difference.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that is not. Okay. Well, let's talk about another. Oh, I mean, we always kind of skim over City because we just say they're amazing.
Yeah, it's just a bit boring, isn't it?
Like, they are so amazing.
Yes.
They are.
I just don't know. Yeah, they're just great.
Kevin's injured again.
Yeah, but like, what's that even? It doesn't matter.
Mahrez looks really good. Bernardo Silva is amazing.
David Silva, like, everyone doesn't even talk about David Silva anymore because he's so under. He's like amazing.
I know. Alright, well, the team that are in second place now, after they beat Fulham 2-0 at home, are Liverpool, following the game the manager was sacked a few days afterwards.
Yeah.
An injustice, Otto underscore Wolf, in the game?
At Otto underscore Wolf, thanks. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter. An injustice, no, but still a sad day. I was sad. The Fulham fans were sad. There's a rumour that he apparently got sacked over the phone. And if that's true, I'll be very, very sad. Because he did, you know, he deserves a lot of respect and he's still a really great manager and a lovely man. But they did the right thing of not doing that weird thing where teams sack a manager before they have a replacement.
Yeah.
They at least had Ranieri lined up.
And international break as well, you got.
Yeah, exactly. It feels a little bit rude that they had Ranieri at the Liverpool match.
Did they?
I think why was he there? Because he wasn't the best game.
And it was, I thought that's a little bit like, you know. I mean, like, obviously.
Because I knew he'd come back for the Leicester chairman.
Yeah, yeah. And then.
But he wasn't at the Leicester home game. Yeah. I remember thinking that was weird.
So I get that, that it's good to get a manager before you sack the other one, but also you are negotiating behind the manager's back, which
is a bit rude.
Snaky, isn't it?
It's a little bit, there's something that feels a bit wrong about it. But at the same time, what else can you do?
So, how do you feel about Ranieri? Can he turn it around?
The thing is, like, he is technically a good manager, but his last two... So, like, obviously he won the title with Leicester, but then apart from that...
he wasn't turning the Leicester other than that shit.
I mean, look at it this way. Fulham are 3 points from safety. If you win two games like Newcastle,
we'd be 3 points from safety.
You go to 14th place.
Yeah, I know.
And then all the problems are solved. So I think they've got what it takes. They've got some quality players.
Yeah, we have got some good players. But he was at like Nantes or whatever, French team, and he didn't do well there. And his last season with Leicester wasn't good. But then he did win the league. So, like, you know, there's kind of two sides to him, and hopefully we get the good side. He likes a big tactical overhaul.
Okay.
And that's probably what we need. But
Luke, what gear did Liverpool get into in the game, would you say?
It's going to be hard, having not seen the game. Second and a half gear.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, pretty accurate, I'd say. Mo Salah scored a goal. Yeah. He looks like... the old Mo Salah now.
Mo Salah shouldn't have scored a goal though, should he?
Well, because the ball was rolling. So this is the kind of, like, everyone hates that rule anyway.
But
I mean, the law does say.
I still feel like, you know, was it offside?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was offside.
We don't really
Jasper,
know.
Your coach?
So you don't understand the offside rule. I don't know the rule, but... I'd be very annoyed if that was given against me, because you know it used to always be like benefit of the doubt to the attacker.
Yeah, but okay,
and it's so close. I suppose the question is,
oh, so VAR has been announced, it's coming next season. So
would VAR have just said,
I think
no,
they would have ruled that out. Yeah,
yeah.
But it is. Yeah. It's even hard there to tell.
I feel like if Fulham, you know, if that was a Liverpool player at Anfield, that probably would have not been given offside.
You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. What do you think about that statement that's just been made? Chelsea 0, Everton 0. I'm trying to score Wolf. Wow, what a game Everton played there.
I think, yeah, it was. I did watch it and it was all right. Everton were just kind of quite organised. They
looked quite good.
They knew who to target and who to like stifle. And then Eden Hazard came on, or was he always on? Oh, I think he came on, and then he didn't really change anything.
He's been a bit quiet for a week.
Kovacic was quite good.
He's been injured. That's why he's been quiet.
Oh, Kovacic should have been sent off.
Should he?
Did he not? I think that was a really dirty challenge.
I feel like it was a decisions win.
I don't know.
Pickford played very well. That's always good to see.
Yeah, it's always good to see Pickford fire up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great. It's like the old days. Yeah. We still haven't got our 100th view on that episode.
No, I'm just going to listen.
Are we on 99?
We've done 99 for a week. So actually, because Arsenal drew against Wolves, there's now 2 points separating second and third. It's a bit, you know, a bit more broken up there. Arsenal won, Wolves won. Johnny?
I didn't watch the games or the Wolves are just very good, aren't they?
Well, are they good? I mean, let's look at the facts here, cold hard facts. 11th place. Yeah, drawn 4, 1-4.
I think they could be higher though. I think they've been unlucky in a few games to not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've played well against the top sides, for sure. Yeah. They really give it a go.
They've had hard games. Mm-hmm. Well,
I suppose to come into the Prem with all the changes they made, loads of new signings and settle so well.
Yeah,
but they've got players who actually have played for big teams, and so they're not like as intimidated by Premier League as maybe other teams might be.
Yeah, Arsenal. I mean, they're still doing quite well, aren't they? Really,
I think they were quite poor in the game.
Mm.
Against Wolves, they got a bit lucky.
I was at home actually,
I think it was lucky in the end. Who did they play in the Europa? Didn't they lose in the Europa League?
They said they were quite. I think. Oh, Welbeck broke his ankle as well.
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, I think they said they were quite tired actually. I think because of the Liverpool game and they were
playing. That makes sense.
You know, just like, they do play quite a high energy game as well. So
the Europa League always seems to knock teams.
Well, like we said last week, you know, it's all about the air miles.
Exactly.
And the mental stress of going to Russia.
Yeah. Jeez.
Kazakhstan.
Getting me stressed just thinking.
Okay. Newcastle again. I mean, this is an incredible thing to say, but Newcastle have won 2 games on the bounce. No. Bournemouth, who are still in 6th place, which is quite impressive. 2-1.
What makes the Premier League best league in the world?
Can we say now for certain that Benitez has turned it around?
I feel like he always was good. Isn't this kind of what we all expected, though?
Mm.
They got 10th last season. Benitez is a good manager. They were always going to be all right. Sadly.
Yeah.
Sadly?
They play boring.
Do you not enjoy the same
thing? I want Mike Ashley to get relegated.
Yeah. But he's not exactly what... But I want the club to do well.
Yeah. You just love Benitez.
Yeah, but it's nice. Newcastle, you know, the fans love the club. You know, it's like they've had such... they love their club despite the shit they're in. Like, it's not like...
Well, you could say about quite a few clubs.
They've had Mike Ashley for a long time. I just feel sorry for them.
You feel sorry for Mike Ashley?
No, Newcastle. It's a full house every week.
If you do have a chairman that you hate, it must be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't... Yeah, it's tough, you know, but... But now they're the giddy heights of 14th. So.
I'm trying to find the stats on the game, but I can't find them.
Southampton, they are still loitering around the relegation zone. Southampton 1, Watford 1, pretty dull. Leicester 0, Burnley 0, Huddersfield 1, West Ham 1. Cardiff got a win.
Oh, yeah, against who?
Oh, right, Brighton sending off.
Yeah, something weird happened. Somebody got sent off really early.
It's all a bit in the distant past.
It feels like a long time ago.
It's really weird.
But yeah, I'm really pissed off about it because I fucking hate Cardiff.
Mm. Well,
that was that their first win.
I think
no, they've won two because they beat us. Fuck. yeah, they had like Brighton had a sending off or something.
I'm gonna close my window because everyone else cold.
Brighton had a sending off in the 34th minute, and then Cardiff scored a winner in the 90th minute. Bamba.
That's when he took his shirt off.
Oh, that was good.
But there was it was the most Cardiff goal anyone's ever scored in their whole life. As in, like, there were like six shots and eight ricochets, so it came off both posts, and then Bamba finally got it.
Did you hear about him taking his shirt off?
It was quite hard to get it off.
Oh, well, no, he got it off, and then the ref was like, "Did you take your shirt off?" And he was like, "No," so the ref didn't book it. But I don't know how the ref didn't see him take it off, but still thought there might have been a chance.
All the officials have radios as well.
Yeah, I think surely you just ask someone,
like, did he take his shirt off? And they're like, yep.
It's all a bit stupid, isn't it?
Well, it's like that thing with Sterling the other day when he just tripped over and got a penalty in the championship.
Yeah.
The ref asked him, I think.
Did he?
No. Pep said afterwards Sterling should have told the ref.
I think Pep said on the touchline, like, it wasn't a penalty.
Really?
But I don't think they can. I mean, they don't listen to Pep when it's the other way around. Next week, after the international break, so it is next week, Tottenham against Chelsea, that should be a cracker. Johnny, you want to, throw your hat into the ring?
With a prediction.
Yeah.
A simulation.
Chelsea going to thrash him.
I think fighting talk.
Yeah.
They'll just score a couple in the first half, and then, like, Kane will get a 1 yard header. Is he back?
How many yards off back? The pace is Kane going to be?
0.5 yards. He's close now. He is close
to being on the pace.
But
our Kane pacer meter, we haven't really kept updated in the last few weeks.
Let's consult our Kane pacer meter.
It's a meter.
Half a yard to go.
Nearly
there. But then they will concede two more and
4-1.
4-1, yeah.
4-1 at Wembley.
At Wembley, yeah.
Hazard hat trick.
It could even, start of things going badly for Tottenham.
Pochettino's last match, is that what you're saying?
The whole season simulation. This is just
it's quite funny, the stadium thing, because they're not allowed the full 80 or 90,000 now. So they have
not?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think
it's because of policing, I think.
Yeah, police.
But don't they just have to pay? Like, they sort of maybe just can't afford it.
I think it's something weird where the licence for Wembley is they only have a certain amount of games that they can have at 90,000.
Okay. I see.
And maybe it's
quite funny, eh?
Maybe it depends on if there are other games happening in London on the same day, at the same time.
It is quite funny, because last season you got the feeling that Wembley was kind of on their side.
Yeah.
But the season before it kind of wasn't, and then they kind of got used to it, especially when I attended the Wembley game in the Spurs end. And now it's like not like that at all. It feels like they should be somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's not really that much interesting.
What was Tottenham's result this last week?
1-0
against
Palace, but without.
Against no one.
Other interesting fixtures that you might be interested in. Fulham, Southampton, Ranieri's first game.
Against the dickhead Mark Hughes.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That is a big game.
It's a 6-pointer.
Hopefully it's a 6-pointer.
West Ham. Saying that 6-pointer doesn't make sense.
It does make sense.
I like the saying game's a 6-pointer.
Because if you're down at the bottom and you play another team at the bottom, the other team would be expected to lose anyway. So you're only just gaining 3 points. You literally are, and you are. Whereas the top teams, when they play each other, because they're used to, they would be winning. It is a 6-point swing.
Right, so you're saying it's only a 6-point
swing. So it should be a 6-pointer at the top and not the bottom.
At the bottom.
But people only say at the bottom.
Wait, I don't know if I buy that, Jasper.
I feel, go on then, challenge me. I dare you.
Because the lowly,
because down at the bottom, they're both used to losing, aren't they? So if you normally lose down at the bottom, you expect your rivals to lose as well, but they win. It's just like the mirrored situation at the top.
Which
it's
is
the
same.
No, it's no, because it's only the 3 points. Whereas at the top, it genuinely is a 6. Oh, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe it's
the same situation. Like, at the top, you expect both to win. At the bottom, you expect
that's the beauty of the way a league works.
Which I think is why it is every game is a 6-point bit.
Johnny's come out on top.
Alright. Yeah, you got owned, I think.
By Johnny.
Yeah. We should have like an owned button where it's like.
That's probably not that hard to get.
No, just get a soundboard on your computer.
I could probably do that now.
You could just get like a voice there, owned.
I could probably just talk about something while I find this out.
Should we talk about something that involves someone getting owned at the end in time for you to come in with interesting
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Luke, how's your mum doing?
oh, come on.
She might be listening.
she was doing well when I was
I know she is.
Owned.
Wasn't ready.
We can cut it in later.
Yeah.
I don't think I have enough storage space to download.
I think you should just go on a. I think you should just type into Google.
I reckon sound, that'd be like an app.
Soundboard owned.
I'll get like a horn app.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. You just work on that while we.
Otto, have you got a quiz this week?
I got a quiz this week.
Oh, yes, it's time.
That's surely not time. Normally it comes in about 45 minutes.
Well, it could be other things too. Okay, but, I mean,
it's fine. Let's do a quiz.
Wait. AFC Bournemouth Arsenal.
Big game to you.
Huge.
6-pointer.
Should we just do a quick... Because it's like international break. Should we just talk... Before we talk about the Wayne Rooney situation, should we just do like a quick... How's the season going so far? You know, so Johnny, you're a relegation expert. You want to talk about relegation candidates?
What? Just the season in general?
Yeah, like just, you know, in general.
I think Ranieri's going to sort it out. Fulham are going to be safe.
Those five consecutive losses are going to turn into something a bit better.
It doesn't look good, does it?
Yeah. And then, like, Huddersfield.
Tell me the three to go down.
Huddersfield, Cardiff.
Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace will be alright. I think Southampton.
So you said Newcastle before, didn't
I did.
But we know Benitez is turning around. Jasper, will come to you for the top of the table. Who will qualify for the Champions League? 3, 2, 1, go.
Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Spurs fans, get in touch. Tweet us at Pilot Pundit. How do you feel about not qualifying for the Champions League?
Do you want me to now do who will come 9th, 10th, 11th?
We have will Everton finish in 7th place or not?
I just get a yes or no. No.
How about this? Where are Man United going to finish?
I'm going to go with 5th.
Luke, we'll come to you for the Champions League and Europa League.
Who is such a
shit?
To Everton finish 7th?
Okay, hold on.
It's got Champions League and Europa. What responsibility?
Okay, so what's up? Champions League?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Who's going to win it?
Yeah.
And first of all, also, are Liverpool going to get out of their group as well? I want to know.
Are Liverpool going to get out of their group?
I want to know. Please tell me.
Yeah, go on.
Yes.
They
are. Redstare Bargrade. Are they going to come third or fourth in the group?
They're going to come third and go on to come second in the Europa League.
Wow.
That was just a free prediction. Didn't even wonder where they came in the Europa League.
So who's
going to... Anything else?
Who's going to win the Champo?
Dortmund. Barcelona. Who knows?
Who knows?
Okay, who knows?
I think
I'll
say Barcelona.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. Is it now time for the quiz?
At the end of the season, did we do predictions at the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Extra special episode for our Patreon subscribers.
Yeah.
We should just listen to our predictions at the beginning of the season and.
Oh, we should do that. Maybe like midway, half.
And then at the end, we listen to us listening to our predictions halfway through.
Meta.
We really need some hardcore fans who will listen to all our predictions because we do it every week and then sort of could create a table of
people's best predictions. Everybody's not a Russian bot.
So before we play Otto's quiz time, I can remind you that you can follow us on SoundCloud. The name of this podcast is In Airplane Repair. We've got many subscribers. You could be one of them.
You'd be joining our many.
Don't forget to tweet us to tell you if you're tell us if you're a bot or not.
Nobody's tweeted yet.
Be the first.
And hey, but nobody's tweeted to say they are a bot. So pretty 50-50 on that, I guess.
And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and you can obviously. Oh yeah.
Is that the own sound?
That's the own sound from my.
Can this be the own sound? Oh, maybe this should be like the beginning of the quiz.
Yeah. Let's play Otto's quiz time. Otto's quiz time.
Got a mixture of motorbike and horse.
Alright, so this is the part of the In Airplane Repair podcast where we hand over to our expert statistician Otto underscore Wolf to give us a riveting quiz. This week, can you beat
Johnny?
Yeah, it's Johnny at the bottom. Get your pen and paper ready. In fact, actually, Jacob was saying, I mean, you all know Jacob. I was actually just texting me as well. He plays for Oxford City. He's just said, have I mentioned to Jasper that he scored a hat-trick today? So,
Oh, no, he hasn't.
And all of my goals, I went past three players and smashed it in.
All of his goals, you went past three players?
Yeah. One of my goals. At the end of the game, the referee said to him that
he
reminded him of David Silva.
Oh,
but
okay.
he was unhappy with that.
He reminds me a bit of Hazard.
He wanted a Hazard comparison. Yeah, Hazard is his idol.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that in his play.
We'll have to get him on the pod at some point because he's quite knowledgeable in the football.
He can be our youth player.
Yeah.
Up and coming.
Yeah, Ralph was telling me that he was shouting out a lot of the answers last week, which you guys couldn't get.
Yeah, and actually, I'm gonna take this opportunity to apologise to you for my remarks about the quiz last week. I feel like I was taking it out on you when actually I know nothing about football. So it was, in fact, a good round. You know, I've had feedback from my mum who said it was a good quiz. My brother said it was a good quiz. And we've had no bad comments on Twitter about it. So it must be good. Let's do the quiz.
Alright, so because I didn't plan this quiz until 10 minutes before I came around, they're all just random, no feed. And that's more. Back to the old format.
Okay.
Okay. Two players have played for Chelsea, Arsenal and Liverpool.
How many?
Two.
Is it hard job to name?
Ever. In Premier League.
Premier League.
Chelsea, Arsenal. Two players.
Only two.
Okay, I should really... Okay,
I hate the quiz.
I have no idea.
As well.
I can't think.
How long do we get for this?
I'll start the countdown in 5 seconds.
Yeah, how long is the countdown?
It's like me kind of doing like a quarter of the countdown theme. Countdown.
Oh, I've only got one.
I don't know.
What? So it's 7.5 seconds.
Luke, you're worrying far more about the countdown than your
answers. In 5 seconds, you're going to do a 7.5-second countdown.
Oh,
no. 12.5 seconds.
Okay.
That's a very high-pitched countdown.
That's a hard question.
I've got one. It's quite funny because my autocorrect. So it says Yosis Biayun.
Yeah, that's fine.
But is it Yossi Benayoun? And then I've also got Victor Moses, but he didn't play for Arsenal. So
no, he didn't play for Arsenal. Should we get Luke's?
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Any names?
Like to pop a name out, Luke, just in case.
No, because I know I just kept writing names in the hope that one of them would be right, but I've just written down loads of names that are wrong.
Just say two. Just say the top two.
top, I wrote Peter Crouch was the first thing I wrote down.
And,
you know, and it's like, I knew it was wrong as I was writing it, but I just had to get it out of my head.
What was the other one?
He's just filling my thoughts.
I don't want to say any of them. No, okay, well, Michael Owen.
Michael Owen. Yeah, alright, so you're going for honest. Players on the team players that have only played for Liverpool.
I decided to do my own game and go players who've played for two of the teams. Ashley Cole and Torres. I hope that maybe they could have like a youth team and what the other one, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking the Ops, but I don't know.
Well, Jasper? The last one?
I don't know, that I got Ben O'Yu and I didn't have a clue about the other one.
Nicolas Anelka.
Paid for them all. Wow, congratulations. I hope if you got 2 points there.
Alright, another question. So this one actually is very similar to last to the last one, but it's kind of like, you know, this one you guys will actually be able, no, actually maybe we just shouldn't do it.
Let's just do it, let's roll.
Alright, well, I'll do one question, then we'll lead into the next question. So there's one manager who has managed 7 clubs in the Premier League. It's the most of any manager. Who's that manager?
Oh shit! Okay, we should.
Do we only get one guess at this?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I'm also I'm not going to give you long.
Duh.
Yeah, it's like. Duh.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to give you long because then the next question is name those 7 teams.
Oh.
I've got a name.
Are you ready?
No. This is. I should be able to get this.
I don't know if it is. It's just a ghost.
All right, Jasper, give it to me.
Is it Big Sam?
Big Sam.
Yeah, I got Big Sam.
I'm sorry. I thought it was a current Premier League manager.
Oh, well, you'd be wrong.
Why would you think that?
So, can I have a point then? Because I would have got Big Sam every day of the week.
Luke, did you get Big Sam?
No.
Who did you put down, Luke?
I didn't write anyone.
Who has managed the most out of the
current team? I just would have been humiliated again if I put anything down.
Do you want to name the 7 clubs he's managed, or...
Yeah,
that's a lot of points up for grabs.
That is a lot of points. Maybe only half a point.
So you say of the current Premier League teams, or just of Premier League teams?
Premier League history.
So like Bolton.
Yes, exactly.
One could say exactly Bolton. Yeah. Luke, you got a 3 point there, mate.
Yeah. Pick it up. Cheers. Only 6 points to lose now.
I should really know
these. Right, Johnny, you just got to beat Luke, so just get one more.
I'll just... Okay, right. At least we've got a lot of names to put down.
Just think of, like... Come on, like... Some teams, you don't even have to remember that he's once managed them. You just know he has at some point.
Because they're just down on the bottom.
Because it's just like, they're just that kind of team.
You got 6. You got all of them?
No, I'm getting him confused with... Harry Redknapp, I think.
Oh god!
Yeah, but that's probably not a bad shout to confuse them.
Oh, that's actually like, good point. Yeah, they just combine them
because they've just all swapped between the same teams over and over and over again. It is a different. Is this?
Oh yeah, I have gotten confused with Harry Redknapp because I've.
Did you put that Portsmouth?
Put Portsmouth down, yeah. I'm scrubbing that off.
Yeah, I did exactly the same.
And also Spurs. We haven't managed Spurs, has he?
To start with, I put Liverpool and then I fuck off. I got confused with Hodgson.
If he had, he'd have won everything there is to win.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
He's only ever managed one good team, and that was England.
If we looked at the Championship table now, that would be really helpful.
Yes.
Is this cheating?
No.
To be honest, I have quite a lot of trouble just remembering the teams in the Premiership.
Do you?
No, this isn't actually helping because all of them I'm kind of like, maybe.
Norwich, what's happened to Leeds?
What do you mean?
There's only 3 points left. Norwich won the last 5.
We never mentioned Norwich Sheffield Derby.
What a derby. I actually really enjoyed it.
We got absolutely fucked.
You got so smashed.
It's actually, even though we scraped a draw, it's still quite sad to see.
I don't even understand what were your tactics? Did you have any?
We try and perfect this, I call it the slow counter. You sit back, win the ball, and then very slowly make your way forward and then just give it away.
And then just give it to Fletcher, and Fletcher just loses it every time.
I'm going to have to start.
Okay. Alright, Luke, do you wanna, like, how do you feel like? Should I just read them and you guys. Or do you guys want to give out your answers?
I want to hear Luke.
Yeah. Luke, let's start with yours.
So, Bolton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Alright, so.
West Brom?
Nope.
Oh.
Well, okay. Aston Villa?
Nope.
Oh, this is really not going well. West Ham?
Yeah.
Did you get that, Jamie?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, West Ham. We got West Ham.
Yep, yeah, nice, Luke.
Stoke?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking with that one. Wolves?
No. Yeah, this is just name it. It's like when there's seven teams, you can just name random teams and hopefully get one or two. No.
I mean, that is how I went about it. QPR? No. No.
No. Well, I like the last team you managed.
Have I said now?
Huh?
How many have I said now?
Did you write these down or are you just naming teams now?
I wrote them down, but I think I wrote them more than seven.
That's enough.
I've heard enough. Huh?
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
He's missed Everton.
Yeah, Everton, Johnny Goodwill.
That's the only one I was confident with.
Mm. All right. Yeah, keep going.
We want Middlesbrough? No. Norwich, Derby and Birmingham City.
No.
Okay.
I've got...
that was bad.
Palace.
Palace.
Yeah,
and
Blackburn. Yeah,
and that's all I've got. I've only got.
I didn't get Blackburn, but I got Newcastle.
Yeah. And
did he manage Preston?
No.
In the Premier League.
I thought that was probably worked for down. But right. Yeah, that was mine.
What's
nobody got Sunderland.
Oh, of course! What a rain.
Oh, yeah, because he's done Sunderland and Newcastle.
Yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
So that's it. Okay, so pretty good that round. Johnny didn't do very well. Actually, Johnny...
I gained on Luke.
No, you both got 2 points.
Did he get 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, just in one of those.
It's only because Thomas gave Bolton to Luke.
He gave it to me as well.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Would you have not got it?
I would have probably said Bolton. Honest,
do you want to do one last question?
Yeah, this is a wicked quiz this week. Love it. Getting loads of points.
Which, so no Englishman has ever won the Premier League as a manager.
Okay.
But to rub that in, which 4 Italians have?
Okay. Oh, nice. I know one of them.
Nice. But also my last one, I forgot to write down the answers before I wrote down the question, so I'm pretty sure I know all 4, but the last one I'm not 100% on. I'm not the best quiz master.
4?
Oh yeah, okay.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, I've got it.
I got 3.
Who's that one?
I'm going to have to start doing the countdown.
No, seven, please don't do it yet.
7.5 seconds.
Don't do it yet, don't do it yet.
And I feel like, you know.
Oh no, I can't. I've made it. You have all 4?
I think so. One of them I'm not sure about.
Crap.
Alright.
I got 3. I got Ranieri, Conte, and Mancini.
And nice. Do those 3?
Oh, I got Conte, Ranieri, Mario, and Luigi.
You want a sound effect there?
Alright, so Thomas got 3. Johnny got 2. Luke?
I got Conte, Ranieri, Pellegrini.
He's Chilean.
And then I just wrote that guy because I can see the guy's face, but I can't remember his name.
Describe his face. I'll give you a point if you describe it well enough. I know who you're talking about.
Big old fat face.
It might be, you know. I'm thinking of a big old fat face.
Is it Ancelotti?
Oh, yeah. Shit! I didn't think of it. It's
Ancelotti. Luke, you get 3.
Oh, that's not fair. It's not what I'm fighting for.
Big old fat.
How have you taken that?
Big old fat is quite harsh.
That's right. A 6-pointer.
Yeah. Alright, Luke, you get 2, okay, but in brackets, big old fat face.
Oh, that's so hard.
Oh, you just have it taken away from you.
Just what?
I got 4.
You got Ranieri, Conte, Mancini, and Ancelotti. Jasper. Good on. Okay. I've got one last one.
Oh, yeah.
It's very quick. I'll only give you like 5. I'm going to give you 5 seconds.
Okay.
Really?
I'm not even going to write this down.
Nobody write it down. Just give me your first four. Which team has conceded the most goals ever in the Premier League?
Is in of all the seasons that have been
since 1990.
As in not in one season.
No, no, no.
So they have since to have been forever. In the league.
They've conceded like 1,150.
Everton.
All right.
West Ham.
I was going to say.
What are you going to say?
Everton.
I might go with the person who seems to get all the answers and go with Everton.
You shouldn't have gone with the person who got all the answers. Oh. No, you're not. It was Tottenham. It is.
Hey! Oh. I mean, I shouldn't be so biased as a host.
Drive
away all those Spurs fans we've got.
I've got to calculate the scores, but I've done them in a really confusing way.
Well, while you calculate that, I could say thanks for listening to Otto's Quiz Time, and of course, don't forget to tune in next week where you can see if you can beat our last place.
Well, we don't know who that is.
But this week it is.
Don't know yet, mate.
I think I held them off.
Yeah,
even without big old fat face, I think I'm a point clear or something.
What are you just saying? Marion Luigi didn't help me gain.
Do you have any sound effects for that? That's quite
yeah.
Fair.
What, for like a zinger of a joke?
Well, Thomas, you got six.
I've got a lot of options. You can do a rooster.
Thank you.
Doesn't sound like a rooster to me.
That was like a prehistoric rooster.
Oh, it's a random button.
Hey, rooster!
Thomas, you actually beat Jasper in the Sam Allardyce round.
Sit down.
In which one?
In the Sam Allardyce round.
Did he?
Yeah, you only got five in that one. You got six.
Thank you very much. I mean, I'll take it when I take it. It's a rare occurrence. Well, this is obviously good listening.
I'll tell you what we haven't spoken about. UEFA Nations League.
We're just waiting
for the quiz to end. That's why I haven't. Okay. We've got stuff to talk about.
Yeah, no, but I feel we should fill the gap instead.
We could fill this gap.
Yes, yeah.
We can start off with maybe like Spain, Croatia.
Oh yeah, let's do it. Start us off.
Honestly, one of the best international matches I've seen in a long time, and that includes the World Cup.
Wow, that's a statement. Better than all the games in the World Cup.
Yes.
Even Belgium, Brazil.
Even Japan against
France,
Belgium.
France.
And Belgium.
Yeah, I've got points now.
France,
US.
Argentina.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Better than them all.
England against
Tunisia.
6-1.
Better than them all, lads.
Pickford's heroics against
Colombia. Better than that.
You.
I think that's wrong, having not seen that game.
Yeah.
It was just both teams just all out attack all game, except for the start was a little bit cagey, I'll admit, first 10-15. Then Spain were even winning. And Ramos was playing as a centre of... No, maybe they were drawing, but still that was good for them in this league. Like, they definitely wouldn't get relegated if they were. But Ramos was up front trying to get a winner. Croatia then, last minute, because their draw wasn't any good for them. They had a corner, and every player other than the keeper went forward. Two Spain players then stayed on the halfway line.
Mm.
And because Croatia had the overlap, they scored from that... from the corner, or the...
Oh, I kind of zoned out.
Oh, you finished.
What scores from the quiz?
Oh, the scores. Yeah, let's go with the scores.
Nobody wants to hear Jasper's analysis of a game none of us have watched. Alright, sorry, Jasper.
I'll tell you what was another good game. Bayern Munich Dortmund. We were both chatting about that.
That was a good game. That was a really, really good game. Yeah, Götze was amazing. And Sancho, he won player of the month for Bundesliga.
Did he?
Yeah, and he was great in the England game, apparently. He didn't watch it then.
Didn't watch it.
So another person who's not great.
God, that's almost host level.
banter.
I'm gonna stop these. They're really bad.
Are you booing yourself as well?
I'm booing you.
Okay.
It's what the crowd would say.
Johnny is now on 20 points. The difference between you and Luke did not change at all. You both got the exact same number of points.
I could have told you.
So Luke's on 22.
Yeah,
but he was thinking about Aguero 1 week, and now he's thinking about big old.
Does
fat
that
face.
Add up to a point?
No, it just kind of like.
Is that like goal difference? Like if we're on the same?
Ooh,
yeah. It's like goal difference.
So maybe it's 3 points ahead if I think about it.
No.
Like
if you've got 3 points, you've got 2.1 points. Thomas and Jasper, also your difference didn't actually change. You just extended your lead on
It's a bit like the Prem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The shit just gets shitter and the good get better, so Thomas is on 31 and Jasper's on 40, but he did think about quite a few of the answers 1 week.
Double my score.
To be honest, it is a bit like the Prem. I mean, if you
take
it, it's just no mid-table.
No, Man City have got way more than double.
What format? Did we say the quiz at the end of the year is going to go to like a semi-final?
Yeah.
At the moment, it's
No, don't you remember? It's one of those. Did you ever used to watch that children's show, you know, where you would bring in like your teacher and then you would slime them at the end?
Oh yeah,
and they would do all that stuff, and then at the end it would just be like, after all of those games, like one of them was like 5 centimetres ahead of the other and it didn't actually matter. It's like that.
So I'm playing for the honour of
Jasper Tom.
I think and Johnny is the only important like tussle then, because
wouldn't it be better to have a bowl system?
It would still be me and Thomas playing each other.
That's a good point.
Nobody wants to go against Jasper.
You actually want to be last, because then you don't want to be second.
I think there is something to fight for, because you do have a chance of beating Tom, but you have no chance of beating Jasper.
Then
all the pressure's on me though. We've seen upsets.
Have we? We've never played this game
in the World Cup.
Every week he's played one.
No, I need to start with. You'd won the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, you were ahead for a while, then Jasper's really stayed ahead.
Alright, fine.
There was a time when I wasn't.
It's quite a meta podcast at the moment.
There was a time when you weren't quite as far back.
That's because it's the beginning of the quiz.
Week one, you know, warm up for top of the league. Alright, well, let's talk about. More of the Nations League. It's working as a format, you know, exciting games.
I think it's great.
I don't want to talk about it. I hate it.
Why?
Do you?
Why?
It's boring.
Hang on. Luke discovered something.
Well, this information was accessible to anyone at any point. But I looked it up because I didn't know what happened. So the top four teams. So the top team in each of the A groups.
Yeah, we understand.
They go on to play a semi final and a final.
Yeah,
we know.
You already knew that, Luke.
Wait, what do you get if you win? What do you get if you win?
You get a trophy.
Why not? You get silver.
That's next summer. That's next summer.
The England-Croatia game is huge now.
Yeah. Because
the winner will go to those, and the loser will get relegated to a B team. Or if they draw, then Croatia go down and Spain go.
And what does it mean to be relegated?
Well, then you... Also, it's a goalless draw, we go down. A goal draw, we stay up. But,
What? What are you talking about?
Luke, I know my shit on the Nations League.
How does that work?
Because it goes to head-to-head, and we drew 0-0.
I hate head-to-head as well.
How does it...
And it goes to away goals.
Why do
you... Oh, God. It's because it's UEFA.
It's UEFA, yeah.
I reckon Johnny could be our UEFA Nations League
expert. Why are you so much more interested in international football than club football?
He's passionate about his country.
Yeah.
I just like the Nations League. Because friendlies were some of the dullest matches you could ever
watch.
But
you still watch them?
No, I didn't. But now...
England-Croatia tomorrow is a crack.
Yeah, it's like something to watch. And like, Gibraltar, they get a win.
Yeah, they won two games.
They won two games.
Good to see.
Well, maybe your title at the beginning could be and resident Nations League expert.
Yeah, because you don't really have anything at the moment.
He plays
what the
football
hell?
At a fan's
level.
I have two things.
I'm fan and player.
Fan on the road.
I'll tell you, are an emotional expert.
Exactly. Yeah, I can take that.
What does it mean to be relegated, though? Like?
Well, you then get into the lower tier, and you're going to have to play more boring games.
And is there stuff to do with the qualifiers, though, as well? Like for
it's like a backup thing. It's like if you don't get qualified during the normal way, then you can qualify.
If you win it, do you automatically qualify?
Probably, but you probably qualify anyway.
It gives us a bit of international football next summer. With the semi-final.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's quite cool. So let's talk about this England-Croatia game tomorrow night. How are you feeling about how it's going to go?
Bit of a gross match.
Croatian tears.
Anyway. Rakitic is injured for them. Modric isn't in the form he was in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Sancho's flying. It's there for the taking. Football's coming up.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's great. Anyone watch the England friendly?
No.
Luke?
No.
Shout out to Trent Alexander-Arnold, got his first international goal.
That's got a goal.
Yeah, it was quite well taken.
Can you get a video of Rooney's tears? I don't believe him.
You just want to watch a video.
You just
want to
watch a man cry.
We can do this after the podcast.
Sick.
You're a dick away, Justin.
Yeah, you sick. So, I mean, it's nice to see. There were some people saying he got booed when he came on. Is this correct?
Is that not just like, Rooney?
Oh, yeah, it's like...
That's when you got fun all day. That's what you come back.
I've been saying boonies.
Boonies. I've been saying boonies.
Yeah, I realised now it's boonies.
No, well, it's boonies. No, but yeah.
Yeah.
Boonies.
Boonies.
I mean, look, this is the kind of thing. Now, look, because England are now a good side. They just swat aside. What's that?
Why are they now a good side?
Well, they just swat aside teams like the USA.
The USA haven't had a manager for 12 months.
They haven't had a manager for
They've been waiting for this MLS guy to, like, but he's waiting for this MLS season to end. So they haven't had, just had an interim manager for 12 months. Oh, wow. They're in, like, an absolute state.
That's
interesting.
The only good player they have is Pulisic.
Yeah,
they not have a caretaker manager?
Yeah, they do. They do have a manager, but it's like...
But you can't have a caretaker manager for that long. Like, I think... An interim manager.
No, but he knows that as soon as this guy leaves his job at the MLS, he's gone. It's not like they haven't got a good manager. Basically.
But it is his official title, manager.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you know, like on the people, like when you watch Match of the Day, and it says like interim manager.
Yeah.
You can only be interim boss for like a month or something, and
but
then.
But then they just give you a contract.
I think them's the rules.
I suppose you'll have a contract that just says
interim.
Well, if they really, so they've really stamped down a precarious employment.
No, I think the Real Madrid boss is interim boss, but so he can only be boss for like they've got to find someone. They've got a deadline.
They're doing it to the end of the year, aren't they? They've signed
right.
him.
Yeah,
which is exactly the same as the USA.
Right. Okay. So who are they going to get then?
Madrid. I suppose they're waiting. Probably trying to pinch Poch.
Poch.
Pinch Poch.
Pochettino.
It's been his dream.
Yeah.
And Johnny's saying took Spurs down for. So.
It could be the end of the Poch.
Could be the end of Spurs.
Well, yeah, I think you could see the end. This could be the last you see of Spurs next week.
The last we see
next week.
Wow.
I don't know. I think they've got a new. They've got a new stadium. You know,
I think
they'll
be all right
for Spurs. Maybe. I mean,
will they try and pinch Harry Kane with the
punch? Ooh.
Do you want someone half a yard off the pace?
If you were Pochettino,
yeah.
Going around Madrid, who would you take from the Spurs team?
I would take Kane.
Dembele?
Eriksen?
No, he's an old man.
Everyone says Dembele is the best player in the world.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It hasn't been great this year, though.
Hasn't been great.
I don't know.
Is his contract going to run out?
Sanchez? I'd probably take Sanchez. Right.
Oh, I reckon Pochettino's going to let Dembele's contract run out, take him to Madrid on a free.
By the way, we're saying...
I don't think Pochettino makes the decisions on people's contracts.
And we're saying Poch, like, who would you bring? It's not like if you change club, you get to... Bring a player with you.
Managers do that all the time.
You're not entitled to it.
Yeah, but they always
still have to.
The players want it because they've worked with Poch for a while.
Steven Gerrard tried to buy Martin Skrtel at Rangers.
Did he?
Couldn't afford him.
Where's Skrtel these days?
Don't know.
In a prison somewhere.
Ooh, that's just a.
We apologise to Martin Skrtel.
We apologise to all.
Absolutely,
all people who look like prisoners. I mean, that's quite prejudiced.
We apologise to everyone who looks like a prisoner, and that includes Roberto Firmino.
No!
Yeah, is that Edison?
His teeth are way too good
for
that.
Tattoos.
That's what a prisoner is.
No, his teeth are too good to be a prisoner.
No, that's classic like drug dealer teeth, you know? Feel like major millions.
There's no like gold in there, no?
Who is that guy who had tattoos with two things on his?
Post Malone? The teardrop. You do know your life is definitely on a downward spiral.
Oh, no, it was a guy on MasterChef here, too.
A chef?
Yeah.
What?
And he was on MasterChef The Professionals.
Really?
Yeah.
I reckon chefs got loads of ex-criminals.
Yeah, they do, definitely.
Yeah, you remember Ratatouille? There's that guy who killed a man with his thumb.
Also in prison, because you go to the kitchen and you learn to chop real quick.
Because you learn to chop quicker.
Have you ever watched that video of Gordon Ramsay where he's like, I bet I could chop an onion quicker than you, and the prisoner's like, no, I could chop an onion, and then like he chops the onion quicker than Gordon Ramsay's like, when you out, you've got a job, mate.
Wow.
Is that what it takes to be a big chef, then, just chopping?
Well, I mean, that's what
you got a job. Yeah. It's not like you're going to...
Gordon Ramsay's like, you are...
You're the onion chopper.
You're going to be a big chef.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So I guess
we've definitely got off topic.
Doesn't matter.
Have we really?
We haven't got a gossip section this week, you know? Anyone
yeah, I felt like that was right. That was actually. I feel like.
Jukanovic to Wednesday, anyone?
That's not gossip, that's just. That's,
no, that's gossip, that's gossip.
I thought you meant gossip like Alex Arnold telling that.
That's kind of gossip as well. It's like, you know, it's like rumours. Yeah. Dembele, what's happening with Dembele at Barcelona? Rumours of a Liverpool bid in January.
All I know, there was some gossip about him, like last week they're training and he didn't turn up and they couldn't contact him for a few hours, no one knew where he was.
Wow. Oh, did you see the Cavani foul on Neymar?
Yeah.
Cavani foul?
No. Yeah. Brazil play Uruguay, and Cavani comes up and it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
But then Neymar's like going crazy, and then Cavani is getting angry as well.
I've just
and then goes up to him to like shake his hand, and Neymar like slaps it away.
Really?
Wow. No, I thought it was just Cavani put his hand like that and he gave his hand a slap.
Yeah, it didn't look friendly slap.
It didn't look that unfriendly.
Oh, was it like a little, like a, I'll touch your hand?
Yeah, but have you seen that Neymar doesn't like Cavani? He doesn't pass to him?
Well, they argued about the penalties.
Is he essentially just a child?
Neymar?
Oh, yeah.
Who won that game, Brazil, Uruguay?
I know that Brazil won 1-0 up at that point.
Brazil have won.
France lost to Netherlands quickly. They got lost 2-0.
Wijnaldum.
Germany relegated, aren't they?
Yeah.
Wait, are Germany out?
They're out,
yeah. They're relegated.
Wow, that's crazy. Thank God. Yeah. Fuck Germany, eh?
Well, I mean, let's just keep it. I mean, it's just maybe I've gone too far, you know.
Sorry.
Don't mention the war.
Two world wars, one world cup.
Oh, God. But then Carnival champions.
I think that's really bad to say. We apologise for any anti-Semitism that was implied.
Anti-Semitism?
Anti-Germanism.
Anti-Germanism.
Well, we all know that Jasper's a bit of anti-Semite, but we tolerate it because he's got great football analysis.
Yeah, this is really bad.
I'm not having that.
He's done it all, including the anti-Semitic.
But if he's done it all, then it probably implies he's done a lot of good work for the Jewish people.
Yeah,
no doubt. Yeah. We'll leave it at that. And maybe we'll just leave it with one Michael Owen quote, send you on your way.
Maybe just
laughing, as opposed to
crying.
Crying. Well, no, crying with laugh. Offense. It could be, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Offense, yes.
Do we just do Michael Owen quotes every time?
Well, I think we should.
All of them are gold.
It's the end of the Being Here Playing Prayer podcast now. Normally, I go around and say thank you very much to the man who's done it all, Jasper Kowalczyk.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, great. Great. That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you to our expert pundit and obviously emotional analysis expert, Otto_Wolf.
Thank you.
Thank you to Luke Stamper. You haven't actually updated your title this week, Luke, have you?
No, I haven't had an update.
On your referee as well now.
Oh, yeah. Reffing on the side. So, please.
Okay, so let's say thank you to the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level and the only one of us who has refereed a game, Luke Stamper.
Thanks, a pleasure to be here, as always.
And as always, let's say thank you to our fan on the road and...
plays at a level
that you would expect of a fan
at the J Doggy Dog
and our UEFA Nations
and our UEFA Nations League expert at the J Doggy Dog.
I might need to think of an acronym for that.
Yeah, it must be something. It's not quite as good. Alright, so there's just time for me to leave you with this from Michael Owen. Whichever team scores more goals usually wins.
It's quite like Have I Got News For You kind of...
I'm
drawing from many influences.
Yeah, it could be a bit more original, I guess.
Well, I mean, also, when I said there's just time for me to leave you with this, it's like there's a lot of time left.
Yeah, which one are you going to go for?
I was going to go for laugh.
Yeah, good.
Wow.
That's it.
Tune in next time.